This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Arab leaders who met with Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Jordan pushed for an immediate ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. VOA's Joe Ramsey has more.
Blinken warned a ceasefire would be counterproductive and could encourage more violence by the militant group. The officials held talks Saturday in Amman. Later, Blinken appeared at a news conference with his counterparts from Jordan and Egypt to discuss what he said was their shared desire to protect civilians in Gaza and improve aid flows to the besieged territory. The Arab ministers repeatedly called for the fighting to stop now and condemned Israel's war tactics. Blinken said the U.S. backs Israel's right to defend itself and supports humanitarian pauses in war operations to allow for aid flows. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Russian attacks in Ukraine have wounded at least 14 civilians as the president of the European Union's executive returned to the Ukrainian capital to meet with President Volodymyr Zelensky. There were 26 cities and settlements overall in the region that came under attack over the past day. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said that talks during her sixth visit on Saturday would focus on the path for Ukraine to join the European Union, quote, and how we will continue to make Russia pay for its war aggression. Survivors of a strong earthquake that shook Nepal's northwest in the middle of the night have described sudden shaking followed by houses collapsing and burying entire families as the death toll rose to 157. Most of those killed were crushed by debris when their houses, usually made by stacking rocks and logs. While rescuers were scrambling to rush aid, operations are hampered by the fact that many mountainous villages could only be reached by foot. Tents, food, and medicine are being flown in as thousands became homeless overnight. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News.